Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Oh, what I'll try to do here is give you a little background of the last 24 hours and where we expect to go from here. First thing I'd like to say was an extremely disappointing loss, as we all know. I don't think there was anybody on our sideline yesterday who didn't believe we had a chance to win, either on the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball. I think that all along we felt that our defense would find a way to make the stop they had before, or our offense would have had a chance to take the ball down and score another touchdown. So again, I do say it all the time, and I truly believe it, the accountability for the loss starts with me. And looking forward, you know, how we prepare and the things that we're doing. I spent some time this week thinking about those things, and over the weekend talking about it to the staff, how we can continue to help our football team get ready and play better football, because we're going to have to do better. Defensively, you know, just hit on a couple things just to give you a little bit of content. You know, even though we had 8 tackles for losses and I thought our guys played extremely hard, we've got work to do. You know, we had 10 opportunities to defend the read zone yesterday and only fitted it up properly 2 times. So I know Mel's, we spent a lot of time working on it since OTAs, and we were extremely disappointed that we didn't do a better collective job, because what happens most of the time, and as we look at the tape, we ask ourselves, could I have called the right play or a better play to put our team in a best position to succeed? And then you ask yourself, was it the player who made it happen? And then you ask yourself, was it them or us? And what we found out looking at the tape collectively in all 3 phases, it had a lot to, with all due respect to the Redskins, they played a terrific game, is if we would have done our job, if we would have been in the right place, we would have had better results. And what rolled over on those read zones was approximately 44 snaps by their offense in the first half, and that is way too many snaps. A lot of that, a couple of those factors were certainly Devin's return, which put our defense back on the field. The short field after Charles' return, which the offense scored quickly and put our defense back on the field. But we certainly didn't do enough to make the stops. And we had a couple third down pressures where we had a couple of errors, individual errors that hurt us. No one guy, no one position, but not enough everybody doing it right at the same time. And then we didn't do a very good job covering their stretch, defending their stretch plays and setting the edge. So, you know, we know collectively we've got work to do, and it really comes down to fundamentals and techniques and an improvement in that area, not an improvement of scheme, not an improvement of structure, just being in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing with the fundamentals that we've been taught. That's the best assessment I can give you right now defensively. I'll talk a little bit about more where we're going. You know, offensively, you know, the Detroit game and the Washington game really stand out, and that's been our starts. We did not have fast starts. And just looking at the plays, we had a couple of third down plays that we failed to execute. We felt we had a chance to make a play. We had a couple of runs, even the first series, missing on the first throw, having a 1-yard gain and then having a 9-yard gain or 8.5-yard gain and forcing us to kick. Really minimized our ability to move the football. And we had a couple of those occasions on third down, and it allowed us to put us in a position to have a slow start on offense, which is disappointing. And then you turn it over to the second half, and you're sitting there with 19 first downs and 300 yards and 50% on third down, and you're working efficiently in the red zone, and you don't have to punt, and you say, why can't you put 2 halves together like that? And that's what we have to work on. We still haven't been the offense that can put 4 quarters together. That's part of the process of the National Football League and working through the season, and we've got to do a better job. And then, you know, one of our best efforts yesterday came on special teams. We had some good effort. Our younger guys did some good things, but then you have an offsides on an onside kick, and you have a holding penalty on a short kick, and that just pushes your team back. It puts our defense back on the field, and it's one play. But again, it's one play in a series of one plays throughout 3 phases that inhibits your football team from staying on the field offensively and not being in the right place at the right time. So, you know, as I just look at it, and I know there's no simple answers. There's a lot of teams in our position in the National Football League, but, you know, offensively we still haven't put 4 quarters together. you know, defensively. We've got to improve our fits, our assignments. We've been completely inconsistent. At times we've been outstanding, and at times we just haven't done the right things, and we've got to do a better job. And then our special teams, you know, we just got to continue to improve. You know, I told the team after the game, I really like our team. I like our locker room a lot. Our guys are very unselfish. We've been a very disciplined team. We only had 30 yards in penalties yesterday. Other than the one turnover, we've been doing a good job, and other than Detroit, of taking care of the football for the most part. And what I've encouraged them to do this week is to get some rest, get away from it. You guys know, you already know the injury situation that we have with Jay and with Lance. They're significant. But the positive thing is they're not for the season. You know, they're not done. They're going to be back. And this team has an obligation with the next man up philosophy of coming together. There's a lot of reasons to be excited about coming back here next week and cleaning up the things that we can get better at. We get the opportunity to go to Lambeau Field. We know it's going to be for a first place position in our conference, regardless of what happens this weekend. And our guys should be excited about that, and I believe they will. I think they can rally around each other and make this embrace the opportunity to make this a very positive week in advance amidst an environment where there's going to be certainly people who think otherwise. And, you know, we'll give them the opportunity to do that, but I think our guys will come in here focused and ready to go. Last thing from the coaching standpoint, you know, the coaches, I wanted the coaches to get away for a few days this week. They will. We'll come back as the weekend gets closer. They've got some things to do individually that they don't have to do in the office. They'll get some of that work done and get away from football and spend some time with their families and get some rest themselves. And then we'll get back as a coaching staff this weekend and get ready for our guys when they come in on Monday. And we'll be excited about getting them back. But right now, we'll get a chance to get this out of our system, get a plan together for them when they get back, and move forward from there.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.